Right, well, I'm actually in the bird room. This is part two of this boo. I'm just about to investigate where the water is in this cage because I don't know where Sam put it. So I'm going to have a look. Ah, it's a deep cup. That means I've got to go in. Okay, this could mean disaster, but let's see if I can do this without breaking anything major. Finches. No, it's all right. I think I've done it. In fact, I have done it. I've got the water dish out. That's the most complicated one to do because them finches can slide past your arm and out. That's the problem with them. They're a good bird, don't get me wrong. They're a nice bird, but they seriously, just kind of, I don't know, they seem to have this idea of sliding past your arm and getting out of the cage, which isn't particularly good when you know. I hopefully shouldn't have any disasters with this. But they do like to bat in their water. That's the thing. But the reason why we've got a separate dish is because they can actually drown if you're not carefully supervised. They can actually drown in their water. So they're not. They won't, obviously, because these are open dishes. But if the dishes aren't open, the birds can drown in their own, they can drown in closed top dishes. So I'm just washing the dishes out and refilling them. As soon as I put these finches will take a bath, I'm pretty sure. So let's go back in the room where these are. And we will put this back in this cage. See, the thing is, I know that I won't lose any birds out of here, but I don't like this cage because I've got to fit this D-cup, so I've got to get my hand in. And I've got to be pretty sharpish. Whoa, no, birdie. I think I've done it, if I've done that right. Yeah. No disasters. Let's do cage number two. Oh, we're going to get a sing out of that finch. We were going to get a song out of that finch, but we're not now. Right. Now we've got even more finches. I think there are two pairs in this cage. And I don't know what this situation is with these dishes, so I'm going to have to put my hand in and figure out what's... Right, that's water in there. And it is seed in that one. So if I draw that out first... Birds can't get away because, obviously, I've taken care for them not to. It's a tough one because, obviously, they generally flutter away from you, but you've got to make sure you keep your hand inside the cage. Otherwise, you do run the risk of losing the birds. It hasn't happened, fortunately. I'm careful enough to know that I can do this, so on this cage it's not too bad because on this particular cage I'm using, messy. Left a bit of seed all over the place there. Nothing major, I can just put it in like that. Give me enough to work with. I can actually pop the top off of that and scoop it in. That's probably going to be the easiest way to fill this one up. That's it. Not as messy doing it that way. So, that's canaries and things as well. Put that back together. That's it. That's the easy one. Now, all we have to do with this is just open the door and guide this back into. The birds can't get through because
literally and blocking their way with the dish. So there's no way the birds can actually get through it because I just pull the thing out. That blocks it off, so I cannot. They cannot get away. There's no way on earth that they can get away and do whatever. So I'm just basically sorting out their water and their food. Give the water dish a clean while I'm here. I've got two more sets to do in there. I'll do them today. I won't need to do them tomorrow, I don't think. But I'll do them today so I know where I'm at with it. Because with them, it's every other day. So I'll do the parrots, obviously. I've got to do the big birds every day. But with these little guys, I think Sam did them yesterday. In fact, I'm pretty sure she did. But I want to obviously make sure that they are done, because I don't remember what she said. So because I don't remember what she said, I'm going to play it safe. Right, so this is the second of the four cages in here. Just push this in. The birds can't get away because, as I say, the way I've set this up is there's no way they can get out. I haven't lost any at all. Right. So, now for the canaries. There's two canaries.
Right. There's two canaries. There's the red factor and the... I don't know what the other one is. Can't remember.
But these are on top of each other at this side of the room. Hello, you lot. Now, the biggest answer question is, what sort of feeders have you got? Oh, you've got them. Okay. Good. Oh, they're tiny little feeders. That's seed, so I can take that out. It's basically the same idea for these as what it is for the other ones. I've just got to change them. It doesn't take any doing. I've got to spend time with the old parrots. But when you're doing small birds, they're not demanding. That's the wrong word. They just take a bit of doing is all. But Sam's got some nice little birds. Oopsie. What the hell went on? Well, that wasn't anything major. Wait. Hey. Doing the rightful thing with a scoop. That's that. So the, I need to come back to that seed in a minute. Put this one back in here. Hello, canary. Where are you? Are you there? Hello, little canary. Put your food back. See, canaries are generally pretty good. Cause a lot of trouble, do you? Hmm? Let's have a look. No, they don't cause a lot of trouble at all. Let's change this one. Just another seed dish for that one. Oh, what the hell is that for the water on this? Well, this has got two seed dishes. Same thing. So, I'm putting this... You know, I'm just doing what I need to do, really. Doing the seed. So, I just got music on for the parrots downstairs. I'll spend time with them in a few minutes. I will do a boo tomorrow about feeding the bigger birds, but I've got to feed the big ones today, but I'll do this as separate boo because obviously I want to do the right thing, as it were. So, I'm just lifting the lid on this again, and we are just going for the old canary food, and that's that. Plenty in there. I don't know what sort of thing this has got in it.